I think I'm after Davidson.
Davidson, okay.
That's fine.
Sue this for Paul. Okay, and then as I said, they're working on Sunday. Shabbat Friday will be the on the bus from here. It's leaving 2-ish. I don't know for the guys to get back. Is everyone who's coming for Shabbat? Is everybody coming? What? You're not coming. Is everybody else is coming for Shabbat? I have the list, but you have the bus. I'll meet you at the show. Okay, awesome. Shabbat on the Shabbat. Excited. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Purim, Yoni Purim. Again, there's a lot to say, but just one idea that we have in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Sefer Shabbos, in source number one, Reizasu Tzachta Zahar, famous Gemara, that Kafa Aleim Ahar Kigigis. The Pasuk says, by Yatsu Bisachtis, Bisachtis is an unusual Lashon. They stood Bisachtis, you translate Bisachtis. You all can translate. Bisat Bisar. Hard work to translate. At bid means different things in different contexts in the Torah. At, next to. So Bisat Bisar. But Chazal understand it as Bisat Bisar under the mountain. Under the mountain. So what does that mean? So of course, the Gemara tells us, Malame Rashi quotes the Salat Torah. In source number one, Shekapa Karashkar Palev Sahar Kigigis. Hashem held the mountain over their heads like a barrel. V'amar Lan said to them, if you accept the Torah, great, be in love. Shum take Rasvem. This will be the end of Jewish history before it even gets off the summer. Shum take Rasvem. Again, just parenthetically, this is not our topic now. It's a great part, so we can't stop. But it's kind of necessary to be a little more flexible. Right? What's the problem with that, Lashon? If you accept the Torah, great. If not, what should the Gemara say? Shum take Rasvem. Both take Rasvem. If you accept it, great, and if not, Shum take for us then. What's Shum? Khan take for us then. Anybody ever hear any answers to that question? Khan take for us then? So many some say, what if sometimes we see we have a great idea, but I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow. The next day. I'll do it right now.
If you accept the Torah now, great. And what? If not, if you say, well, give me some time to decide. Let me think. Let me do it tomorrow. Shum. The attitude of Shum. Then I'll do it then. Take Karaska. That's the burial of the idea. It's not going to happen. How many times do we have great ideas and great feelings and inspiration? And then at the moment of truth,
and sometimes it's shul. Sometimes you're inspired to give a certain amount of stucco.
When it comes to write the check,
so much.
I think that amount that I we have all these different ideas. Shum take for us.
Right, that's Shum. Either other answer than that's one.
Okay. But this is the Gemara, so to speak, we were forced to accept the Torah. We were forced to accept the Torah. Not our topic today, but the Tosfos was there, asked the question that it has the other Rishonim, what about Nasa Mishnah?
Like Nasa Mishnah, Paul Mark Megigas. You know, how did that work? Also, not for now.
But the last line is what's important for us today. Amar Rav, Afal Pi Kein. Right? Even though it was forced, Hadar Kibul B'Me'Achashverish. They re-accepted the Torah. There was another Kabbalah Torah in the days of Achashverosh. Shenemar, it says in the Megillah that we're going to hear tonight. Kibul B'Kibul, Kibul Mashkibul Kfar. Right? They re-accepted what they had to be Makabal earlier. Anything bother you about that line of the Gemara? It's not like a terrible problem. But it's pretty unusual, yeah?
Why isn't there?
What do you mean?
Okay,
I'm saying, but it's about Kabbalah Satar. They wanted to have another. Hadar Kibul B'Me'Achashverosh. They re-accepted it because it's another Kabbalah Satar.
If you were writing the Gemara, Jacob, right, and you wanted to say, well, they had another Kabbalah Satorah. How would you read the line? Hadar Kibua, what would the next two words be? Bimei Mordechai Esther. Wouldn't that be like more appropriate?
Like, why do we call this Bimei Achashverosh? We're like giving him credit? In the days of, okay, the Megillah starts, I hate Bimei Achashverosh.
That's true. But obviously the Gemara is not just going to quote the Pasuk unless there's a specific reason,
message about Yemei Achashverosh. Why do we focus on Achashverosh? Does he symbolize anything?
Just say, "Vimei Mordechai Vester." Vimei Mordechai. And if you want to say the bad guy, say Haman. It's not Hashverosh. Right? Is there something about a Hashverosh that can teach us something? Question number one. Second question. Okay, Rashi quotes, Me'ava Sanation Asalem, because of the amazing days that took place. Something deeper. Next question, the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Purim. The last Rambam in Purim, Hilchos Purim and Tanakh are together with Rambam. So the end of Perek Beis at a four prokin, because third and fourth are about Tanakh. So, Perek Beis, last halacha. Kol Sifrei Hanaviyim. Elie, you see what I'm saying? Kol Sifrei Hanaviyim. So we spoke about this a little bit on Tuesday night at the Sefer Chaim, but what's amazing about this Rambam, taking it at face value? What, all of Nach is going to be locked out? Meaning all the Mefarshim and all the Radak and all the... No, we're going to put all of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim in Geniza. That's what Rambam seems to say. It's all going to be bottled. The Raivim can't fathom that. The Raivim says, no, the Rambam is talking about. Nothing's going to change. Right? Mitzvahs are eternal. Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So the Raivim says it must be that we might not read from other Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But of course, we're going to learn from them. And the Mepharshim say that must be what the Rama means too. Okay. But there's something eternal about Megillas Esther. Whatever the Shana of the Rambam is, and whatever my hope is the Rambam arriving, there's something eternal about Megillas Esther. And it's our job to uncover the message. What is it that is eternal that we take with us? And what's the, it's also an unusual lashon, what Ellie just read. And no, Megillas Esther will be kechamishe chumshe Torah ukehilchas shel Torah shebal peh. Megillas Esther is going to be like Torah and Torah shebal peh. What does that mean? No other book is called that, Torah and Torah shebal peh. She didn't tell the Lord. What does that mean? The Rambam driving that. Okay? So why Bimei HaChashverosh? And why this unusual lashon of Torah and Torah and Torah shebal peh? Here we go. Let's talk about three different aspects of the Purim story, the Megillah, and see if we can find a common thread, and then hopefully come back and try to answer. The Gemara in Megillah has the source for the fact, one of the sources that we have for Mikra Megillah. We know Megillah was the last book to get into Tanakh. The last one, the latest, right? Because that was in between by Yisrisha and by Yishei. Right, the other books, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Daniel, that was the beginning of the Gaulus. The last book to get in was Megillah. So it was a little tricky. It was somewhat controversial at the time. Remember the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Zion, on Daf Yudalin? You know, was Esther going to get in? Right, Esther said the letter to the Chachamim. Let me in the Tanakh. No, I'm not sure. Until he made it in. But the Gemara says, Tanarama, Arba Mishmona Nevi'im, Mishmona Nevi'os, Gestavam Yisrael, 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'os, prophets and prophetesses, and they didn't add on or take away anything from the Torah, but Bopsa, Bo'asiru, who's the Mikra Megillah? The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. They added on Mikra Megillah. What do we did it in? There are no other mitzvahs to Rabbanan? That's a good question. But at least Megillah we're going to focus on. What they darshan Maidrosh, where did they get the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah from? So they made a kalachah. Amar Kiva, Amar Shuvin Karcha, Uma Me'atos Lacherus Amrinan Shira, Mimisa Lachayim Lakol Shekain. If we say Shira, going from Avdos Lacherus, what does that mean? If we say Shira, if we have a Yantif, Pesach, when we went from Avdos Lacherus, so surely here we would be Megillah. I don't want to be lost. So Kal V'Chomer, we should have a mitzvah, have a yontif, and then we have Mikra Megillah. What level of chiyuv is Mikra Megillah? What level of chiyuv is that Kal V'Chomer? Well, what are your choices? What level of chiyuv is Mikra Megillah? How many categories of mitzvahs do we have? And what are the other choices?
guess what? There's at least one more. Or maybe even two more in this category, in this discussion. But you're right, I would say this is the Rabbanan, this is the Raisa. That's the Pshuto Shel Mikra.
Remember, Rav Asher Weiss gave a shiur a couple years ago, I saw the packet at home.
18 levels of Deen. 18. Within the Raisa, you have like six. Mefurish Mikra, Hamish, Dir Shava,
Torah Shel Peh purely, Moshe, Halach Moshe
Sinai. But I'll take your answer. Right, there are one of the Raisas. But as we're about to see, it's fascinating. There are four Shitos. What level Chiyuv is Mikra Megillah? I don't think you have another mitzvah like that at all. Is it the Raisa? Is it the Rabbanan? It's clear. No. Yeah, four sheetahs, learn the sheetahs. If you look at the Tosas Reed later on in Megillah says, it's a din d'araisa. What do you mean d'araisa? It happened after the Torah. How can it be d'araisa? In terms of conceptual power, it's based on a Kavah Chomer from Pesach. The source is not in the Torah, but the Tosas Reed has a line. Remember, the Tosas Reed always sometimes says things that are unique. He was sitting there in Italy, away from the other Mishonim, away from the other Balei HaTosfos. So there he says, Dvar Torah, Shrei Matzal HaRebbe's Ben HaTorah, Daraisa. What's the other chant? Rabbanan. Ro, Ben Yishon, and say it's Rabbanan. What's the other chant? If you look at most Rishonim, I gave you the Ron quotes of the Balamor, Mizrahi Halevi. It's what's called Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is a super did Rabbanan. Right? It's a Drabbanan that's based on Pesukim and Chumash. Today! Actually, not today. Today's a little bit. The other four fast days that we fast during the year are based on Pesukim and Zechariah. So that's called Jiri Kabbalah. Tainus Esther is nowhere in the Megillah. It's nowhere in Shas. The question of what the source is, maybe it's in the two in Shas. On the first half of the Megillah. But the Mikra Megillah is a Pesuk in the Megillah. Right, what does the Gemara say? These days shall be remembered. How do you remember it? By talking about it, reading the Megillah. So most Rishonim say the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah tonight, tomorrow, is what's called Divrei Kabbalah, which is a strong Din Drabbanan. It has many, remember we discussed in the past couple of days, some Drabbanan Lakuva, some Drabbanan Lakuva. It could be that Divrei Kabbalah will be Machmer, like a Din Daraisa. So the Tosafot just said it's Daraisa. Some Rishonim, the Ran himself says it's Drabbanan. The Rabbala Mor, many other Rishonim say it's Divrei Kabbalah, which is a strong Din Drabbanan. And there's another sheet down there. Well, what about the choices that you have? The Rabbanan, the Divrei Kabbalah, the Daraisa, Turei Eben. Turei Eben, remember, is the Sefer of the Shakas Aryeh on Megillah and other deceptives. See, he's bothered by this question. He comes to this by the fact that why are women obligated in Megillah and not Sukkah, right? Why do we only apply Hafinaygos or Anais by Megillah and not by Sukkah? So what does the Turei Eben say? This fascinating blush over the top of the second page. The Yesh Lomar. The Vade Gavar Shekiyuvo Beruach HaKodesh. Something that comes from Ruach HaKodesh, which is Megillah's Esther. Lo Dami L'Shel Torah L'Gamre. It's not totally the Raisa, says the Shagas Aryeh. It's not totally the Rabbana. Elahi Milsa Mitziyasa. It's somewhere in the middle. Bein Shal Torah L'Shal Sofer. Wow. What does that mean? It's between the Rabbana and the Raisa. Never heard of that. So what's the Shagas Aryeh driving at? Zoom out for a second. We've zoomed in. Drabbanan, Daraisa, Divrei Kabbalah. Zoom out for a second. Why is there such confusion or so many opinions about this?
You know, usually we have a mitzvah, lulav. The first day is Daraisa, the other day is Drabbanan. You want to see this? It's a machlokes,
whether it's Daraisa or Drabbanan, is it connected to the korban of the Omer? But things are clear. Why is this so unclear?
Why are there so many opinions about the level of obligation of Megillah's Esther?
Whatever the opinions are,
And you have to think, about that Shagas Aryeh, this Turei Eved, that there's something in the middle between the Rabbanan and the Araisa. But a broader question, why is it so unclear? Let's go further. It's not only the Chiyuv of Megillah Megillah that is unclear or has other opinions. The Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Zayin, source number 8, the Shita of Shmuel, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda the Amora, was the Talmud of Rav, and when Rav died, he went to the Talmud of Shmuel. That's why often in Shas, you have Amar Yehuda Rav, and sometimes Amar Yehuda Shmuel. So here you have Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther in a Matame Siyadayim. What does that lesson mean? And we hear Amar Mesechas Yadayim, all the way at the end. Right? What's Mesechas Yadayim about? What does it mean, Tumas Yadayim? Tumas the Tilos Yadayim, but what does it mean that Esther, in the days of old, right, the Kohanim, you would never do this, but the Kohanim of old, they wanted to keep their Truma Torah. They didn't want the Truma to become Tameh. So what they do? They put the Truma, where's the safest place, nobody's going to touch it. They put it in the safe, in the Arkosh. They put the Truma in the Arkosh, that's safe, nobody's going to touch it there, and therefore, it would remain Torah. What's the problem? If you have food, that brings animals. And if you have animals, then you know what's started happening? They used to put the truma in the arba, and then people started nibbling at the food, and they were nibbling at the Torah. And nibbling at the Kisvei HaKodesh, the Nevi'im that were in there. Chazal had to figure out a way to get the Kohanim not to put the truma into the arba. So what they say, it sounds so illogical. Right? If truma touches the sacred Torah, truma's not bad. They said, if it's real Kisvei HaKodesh, it causes Truma to become Tameh. That's why the Lashon in Shas of what's a real Kisvei HaKodesh, right, that's, is it Matameh HaSeyadayah? This Gemara is not Matameh HaSeyadayah. It's not Kisvei HaKodesh. It's not Tanakh. Torah Shebaal Peh. But Tanakh, the Kisvei HaKodesh, if it's really in Tanakh, that's the language Matameh HaSeyadayah. Shmuel says, here, Esther is not Matameh HaSeyadayah. Meaning, Esther is not like the rest of Tanakh. Esther is not like the rest of Tanakh. So the Gemara says, how can Shmuel say that? L'meimer t'savar Shmuel, Esther la Baruch HaKodesh Nemra. Bamer Shmuel, Esther HaKodesh Nemra. It was said Baruch HaKodesh. How can Shmuel say it? It's not like everything else. Says the Gemara, a very unusual line. It was said Baruch HaKodesh. Nemra Likros. Below Nemra Lichtos. It was said Baruch HaKodesh to be read and not to be written. What does that mean? Should it be part of Tanakh or not? It was said Baruch HaKodesh to be read in public, but not to be written as part of Tanakh. But it is part of Tanakh. What does that mean? This bothers the Chronim, bothers the Yeshua, it bothers the Rishonim. What the Ritva says on that daf? You all gonna read it for us? What does the Ritva say? Where it's on the line? What does that mean? It somehow has less kedusha than the other Kisvei HaKodesh. It made it into Tanakh. I don't think Shmuel had a different Tanakh than we had. Megillas Esther made it in, but it still has a different level of kedusha than the other books of Tanakh. What does that mean? So there is a shir, I was debating whether to give it today, but I didn't. But I'll just tell you the Yesod, which is said by the Mishnah Siyavis, Joel. There are many rise to this, I gave you two or three. Megillas Esther, as we know, with the last book put into time, Megillas Esther represents the transition between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And that is why there are elements of Megillas Esther that do not apply to any other sefer in Tanakh. Anybody here have their own Megillah? Anybody have their own Megillah? I got one when I got Smicha. That's when I got one. I didn't get one before. But you have crowns in your Megillah?
Yeah.
On top, there are crowns. Can you write crowns and Torahs on top? Do they make designs? Like the top of the Luchos, like have a picture of Har Sinai? No!
You get an extra line in the Torah. And in the Megillah, you could have all these crowns. And technically, you know what the Shulchan Aruch says? You could even have nekudos in the Megillah. We don't do it. There's nothing enough. Why? You can't do that in Yeshayahu. Megillah's different. Megillah has some aspects that it's Torah Shebisam, but it has some aspects that it's Torah Shebalpeh, because it's the transitionary sefer. It's the last one that made it in, and this is all. Did I give it to you? Yeah, look at the top of the next page for a second. 13. Megillah, that be text. Megillah, the great sefer, the great sigaris. Megillah is both Savior and Yeres. What does that mean? It's part of his Kodesh, but it's not exactly the same as others. There are differences in halacha between Megillah's Esther and the rest of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's what the Rav Zolti writes, the Mishnah says. No, Rav Zolti was one of the great people. He was Nifter at a young age, upon the son. He was Nifter 1980, I don't remember exactly, but he was one of the young Rabbanim on the great Bezdin with Rav Odashim and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Zitzel Yezer of Oldenburg, the great Gedolim of Yerushalayim. He was one of them in the 19th century. Rav Yosef, they all wrote articles in 1967 about what should we do, should we go to Beis HaMikdash, should we? So this is Rav Zolti, the Mishnas Yavetz. So there he writes. You see where it says line 5 on the left side, on the right side, in source 12. The next question: Megillas Esther never halacha mukdesh. Megillas Esther is something new. Sha'av avishi lo bechal kisvi hakodesh. It's not fully kisvi hakodesh, but it's so dina Torah shebal peh. It really should be Torah shebal peh. Become up and lift the lift over the kisvi. It made it in. It made it in. It's somewhere in the middle between Torah shebasah and Torah shebal peh. Look at the Rambam. Rob, turn the page for a minute. Look at the Rambam, 15 and 16. The Rambam in 15. The Rambam lists off here. This is in Shara of Asatum. You go to Salah about which Kisvi HaKodesh are Mitame Esayadayim. So Moshe, what does he list? Megillah shekasta b'mina Torah. If you have at least an 85 letters from a piece of the Torah, right? Even if you have a ripped part of the Torah, Rachmana Litzlan, that still has kedusha. Hareilu b'tamina seyadayim. Read again. B'tamina seyadayim means that's code word. It's real kisvi hakodesh. It would make your hands tami. It would make shuma tami. Continue.
Lo tefei Torah b'pad. Ela kol kisvi hakodesh. Filu shir hashirim b'tohalas shein dirich chachma b'tamina seyadayim.
The Rambam says, even Shir HaShirim HaKoheles, two of the more controversial ones, whether they gets in. So it's interesting, the Rambam does not mention here explicitly Megillas Esther. He says the Afilu, even these that there were questions about, makes it in. He doesn't say a word about Megillas Esther. But obviously the Rambam in Hilchos, when he talks about in Hilchos, Tefillin and Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, I underlined it, Megillas Esther is in Kisvei HaKodesh. Is it Metame Yadayim? Not 100% clear. It's not Mefurish. Because Megillas Esther is somewhere in the middle. Anybody here who has learned Maseches Megillah, right, Maseches Megillah, Megillas Esther, if you look at the second half of the first parak, more than any other sefer in Tanakh, more than any other sefer, there are more drushes about them, so than they go. The Gemara goes to basically every pasuk. What does that teach me? Who Achashverosh? Who Achashverosh b'tchila batzov? Who Russia b'tchila batzov? Right? Every pasuk, they hold by Kush. Shem is in every. What are you dying every single pasuk for? Everything about Mordechai and Esther. Because this is the transitionary work between Torah Shebatzav and Torah Shebalpeh. We're emphasizing the Torah Shebalpeh elements of this sefer. Because that's what it is. It is Torah Shebatzav, it's Torah Shebalpeh. There's even an amazing Havamina. 18. I'm Rabbi Shulam Levi. Alright, you got it? What's the Havamina?
Maybe it's kind of.
are open. You're warm enough. Thanks.
Delilah, the
okay.
Warm enough.
Good.
Okay. She also made a person tell
me to be on night. Sure. Shimon says you have an obligation to be the Gila at night. Vilashanosa bayom. What does that mean? So we know the Maskana of the Gemara. What does Vilashanosa mean? From the word shame. Do it again. Repeat it. But when Rav Shimon Levi said it, the Talmidim were not clear what he meant. Right? The Rebbe left the room, and they're like, what are we supposed to do? Well, Shanosa. Shanosa sounds like the word Mishnah, Shanosa. Are we having Shir in the Megillah tomorrow? Are we supposed to read the Megillah? Well, Shanosa, they had no idea what the Rebbe meant. Continue. Okay, we'll get back to that. Why? But some are being with the Kigalila, they thought to read it at night. Yeah.
And they would teach
and to study Mishnayos. To study the Sefer Megillah. What does Lashanosa mean? You have to read it at night and learn the Sefer during the day. And he comes back and Rabbi Yirmiyah says, you guys are wrong! Oh, Rabbi Yirmiyah, no! That's not what it means! It means you have to read it again! Lididi mifrishli minei. To me it was explained. But people say, ever parsha sadoh ba'asneh. I'll go over the parsha and I'll repeat it. But the Talmidim had a havamina that you read the Megillah and then the second time you learn the second Megillah. Why would I have thought that? Why would I think that you would have a chiyuv to learn Torah Shebaal of the Megillah? Well, maybe what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. If Megillah itself is Torah Shebaal that looks like Torah Shebaal, so maybe that's the message. Oh, I mean, that's so many. So, why does the Avi do that? We should just learn about it. So let me say it again. Zoom out. And think about what we've just been talking about. Issue number one we had. What's the level of the Mikra Megillah? The Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah? Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Is it Dibre Kabbalah? It's so unclear. Why is there so much underneath the surface that you have to figure out? A. B. The Megillah itself. The Kedusha of the Megillah. It's in Tanakh, but it's not really Tanakh. But it is. But maybe it's not Torah Shabbat. But maybe it's Torah Shabbat. So both regarding the obligation and in terms of the status of the Megillah itself, there's a lot of, I wouldn't call it confusion, which is, there's a lot of positive, many different opinions here. And a lot going on that we have to delve and try to figure out. It looks like Torah Shebetzav, but not really. It looks like it did the Rabban, but maybe not. And one more, and then we'll wrap it all together. That Gemara that we just read, that Arya just read, Rav Salvation points out, source number 18. It's in Adam Megillah, Daf. There are two sources quoted from the Megillah of Yom Ha'il. Two different psukim in Tehillim. Two different psukim in Tehillim are quoted. Source 18. Again, what's the first one? The Truman Levy says, you have to read it at night and by day. Shenemar Elokai Ekra Yomam Hashem, I will call to you. I will cry to you at night. Vosane, you're not listening to me. Velailan at night. Velodumiali, I'm sorry, I'll call to you by day if you don't answer. And at night, Velodumiali, don't be silent to me. That's one passing. The double washing of calling to Hashem twice. Skip three lines. You have to read the Megillah Balayah, Hashem Bayom, Shene'emar, Lamani Samercha Chavod Velo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Le'olam Odecha, what we say every morning in Mizmar Shir. Says Rav Salvation, the two from Sukkim give very different messages about what the Megillah is meant to be to us and what type of feelings we're supposed to have when we read the Megillah. If you were to categorize what the Megillah is supposed to be, it's a nice answer. But what are we supposed to be feeling while we're reading the Megillah? What are we supposed to be feeling? What do you say? Judah, how do you feel during reading the Megillah? I'm sorry. Taking notes. How do you feel when you read the Megillah? You're hungry, I know, you're fasting. Right, right. What do you feel? You feel good, this is great! This is Hashem taking care of business. Says the Rav, on the one hand, Megillah is Halal. Right, the Mar said, that's the second pasuk. L'man is America Chavod, I will sing to you. I will always praise you and thank you. But the Megillah, says the Rav, is also a tefillah. It's a prayer. Through this story, we're praying for salvations. What's the first pasuk? The first pasuk of the book of Halal. Elokai Ekra Yomam, I'm calling to you, you don't answer me. Hashem, we need salvation, we need Yeshua. Said the Rav, the Megillah is both. It's a tefillah and it's a halal. It's a halal and it's a tefillah. Right, oh, I gave it to you. In the Hari Kedem, right, in Source 19, he quotes that from the Rav. The Yesh Megillah and Megillah Mishokim Shal Tefillah. I think he says on the Karma Megillah through reading the Megillah, Heyach Yiskansu Kala Yehudim, that all of the Jews gathered and sung and fasted, the Hispal of the Zaku, Bazet Gufa, on Mispalim, the Derech Ramiza. By going through the story, we are hinting to and praying to Hashem. What do we say before we read the Megillah? Bayam Mahim, Mazman Hazet. It's a tefillah. So again, you read the Megillah, well, what is it? So let's put this all together. Why is it so unclear what the level of obligation is? The Rais of the Rabban and Divrei Kabbalah, somewhere in the middle. The Megillah itself. Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it somewhere in the middle? Is the Megillah meant to be happy, meant to be sad? The message, the secret message of Purim seems to be clear. It's about digging beneath the surface. Hashem's name is not in the Megillah, but He's all over. Throughout the Megillah, what you see is not really what you think it is. A tree was built to hang Mordechai, and it ends up being a tree to hang Haman. A Jewish girl is taken as a princess. What a tragedy. This Jewish girl was taken in by this Ahasuerus madman. What a tragedy. No, no, that's the roots of redemption. What it looks like is not what it looks like. Charbona, remember Charbona? Vagam Charbona Zachorado. Charbona was one of the advisors of Ahasuerus. And he's the one at the end that said, is he a good guy, bad guy? He's bad, he's good. Yeah, hang on the tree. What you see is not what you get. The message of Purim is that what we see with our eyes is not always the reality. And that's reflected in the Megillah. It looks like it's in Tarabana, not exactly. Maybe it's the Arsa. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle. It looks like it's part of Tanakh. Oh. It is, but it's not. Everything about this holiday is Hesper Pani. The Megillah has a mask on. The Megillah is in costume. Right? It's wearing the costume of Torah Shebechzav, but it's really Torah Shebal Peh. That got into Torah Shebechzav. It looks like a phrase, but it's really a tefillah. Because that is what the holiday is about. Even the Hallel, right? We know the Gemara tells us, I'm going to give this to you again, but even the Hallel, right? We know there's three reasons the Gemara says why we don't say Hallel on Purim. What's the most famous one? Why don't say Hallel on Purim? The Megillah is the Hallel. The Megillah is the Hallel. Really, that's a strange Hallel. You know Hallel! Hallelujah Hashem! Right. Hashem is awesome, Hashem is great. We don't even mention Hashem's name. How is that a hollow? Rav Kutner has an amazing line. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. There's a question of the Rishonim. What happens if I don't have a Megillah? If I don't have a Megillah, you think right, these questions never came up until like all of a sudden, like past year or two, we realize somebody in the Beis Hamikdash told me, yes, if I want to be Shemesh after Mishnah, I'm like, yeah, he's like, I need to write home. Like, I'm saying, he says, my family just all got corona, so they're all in Bidud, I have to go read the Megillah for them. So we never thought about the like, people not being able to get to the Megillah. It's all the Maisa on this line. It's all the Maisa. So what happens if you don't have the Megillah? Do you say Hala? You say Hala if you don't have the Megillah. So there is a sheet of the Meiri that says yes. We don't pass it that way. We pass it, there's no Hala in Korah. Why? The Megillah is the Hala. But why do you say regular Hala? Says Rav Huttner. An open miracle gets open hallel. A hidden miracle gets hidden hallel. Purim didn't have open miracles. So open hallel is not appropriate. The way to praise Hashem the most at what he did was to praise him paralleling how he acted. He acted in a hidden way, so we praise him in a hidden way. We just tell a story. All we're doing is telling a story. That's the greatest recognition that he's in charge. Yeah. One of the early Achronim mentions, Hashem's name is alluded to in a few places in the Megillah. When Esther invites them to the Suda, right?
Okay.
And when Haman's going down on the bed, he realizes he's out of the creek. Because he loves Hara. The evil is befalling him. So he points out why Dafka those two psukim. And why in the first pasuk is at the beginning of the word the Rashi Tevos, and the second one is Sofe Tevos. See, he says, unbelievable. This is Haman's highest moment. Only he is invited to the party of Rav Hashverosh. I'm the only one. It's on top of the world. Haman, who's lifting you up? At the beginning of the words, who's lifting, who's the puppeteer? On top with the strings, Yudkei Vavkei. Haman's low point, the downfall. He's about to be killed. Who's pulling him down? Sofei Tevos. Who's pulling him down at the bottom? Kikalsei Lo Hara. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there behind the scenes. He's doing everything. But the message of Purim is about being Megala the Hester. Revealing what's hidden. The reality that you don't see. Hadar, let's get back to the earlier questions. Why was there another Kabbalah Satorah at Purim? We didn't ask this earlier, but we're going to say it. What happened at that moment? What was parallel during the days of Purim to Naaseh Mishnah? What was that? There was another Kabbalah Sator. So there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, the 23. It's a great Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and giving shiur. He had the Yasir Rabbi Yochanan of Kadarish. Also, the Kadarish Baruch Hu, Abban and Tovus from Magalias. Rabbi Yochanan said in shiur that when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to bring huge stones that are 30 by 30 amos big. That's a lot. That's huge stones. I don't know. 30 amos is somewhere between, 60 feet. How many meters is that? Meters are made of huge. Not as big as this room. Right? And he's going to put them in the Sha'arei Yerushalayim. He's going to put them in the gates of Yerushalayim, and there's going to be huge gates. So there's a boy sitting here. Lidleg alo sultana. You know what lidleg means? Scoffed. Come on, Rabbi. Give me a break. Hashtag, if you have that book, the tzil tzil, which is going to mean it. We can't find diamonds as big as a tiny little egg of a tiny little bird. You're telling me that they're going to be diamonds and use jewels that are 30 by 30? Come on! Dream on! Lidley is a very strong Russian. Scoffed. And what happened? You know, later that day or a couple days later, that student took a boat ride out into the Yam, into the Mediterranean. I don't know if Yom was in Eretz Yisrael. The student must have been on a pretty high level. Because Chaza Malachai Asharis, he looked up and he saw angels in heaven that were chiseling stones, precious jewels that were 30 by 30 hours big. Amar Lo, he says, honey, come on, what are those for? What are you doing? Amar Lo, they said, we're getting ready for Mashiach. We're going to use these stones at the gates. He says, really? That's so exciting. What does he do? He runs back to shore. Amalei Rishlakish. He comes in. He runs into Shir. Amalei. Drosh Rebbe. L'chamei the Drosh. He says, Rebbe, keep giving Shir. Kasher Amarta came from Isi. I saw it. Now I believe. Amalei Rishlakish looks at him and says, Reka, you empty one. Interesting washing. Ilmale Ra'isa Lohe Amanta. If you had not seen, you wouldn't believe. That's not called Emunah. You are scoffing at the rabbis. Nasan Adam Bo, Rabbi Yochanan gave him a look. Vanasa Galshal Tzamas. Whatever that means. But Rabbi Yochanan was saying, some say, you only believe what you could see. You can't see your neshama. All you see are your bones. So you don't believe in it? Okay, it doesn't exist. What's the message of this Gemara? There's a lot. It's a great story. Our emunah is based on not Riyah, but Shmiyah. Not what we see, but what we believe and what we know behind the scenes. That was Nasa Benishra. They didn't understand. They didn't know everything. Right? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? If you didn't see, you wouldn't believe. It's not about seeing. Our emunah is based on Shmiyah. Nasa v'nishma. That's the Purim story. They didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was hidden. It was all through nature. But they were megala. You go under the surface, it looks like a certain reality, but you didn't realize it's much deeper reality. And what did they accept? Some say they accepted, I didn't mention this before, but Pur Shavuos, and the Kabbalah Torah was about Torah Shavuot. Purim was about accepting Torah Shavuot. Again, they were in Torah Shavuot, it was behind the scenes. And just one final point, the original question. Hadar Kiblu B'Meach HaShveirosh, why Dafka HaShveirosh we asked? So the Gemara tells us, what kind of guy was Ahasuerus? What kind of guy was he? He was a Rasha. But like he listens. He says that Haman. Okay, fine. You want that? Fine. Esther, you want that? Fine. I can see him office. What is he? Just ambivalent? The Gemara says one opinion. He was a Mikayak. He was a genius. Another opinion. He was a Tifesh. He was a fool. What was he? Ahasuerus' personality symbolizes everything that Purim is about. What's the reality? It's so unclear. You got to search beneath. You have to try to figure it out. Because it's not clear. So that's the message of Purim. It's about not seeing the reality. Knowing there's a lot going on behind the scenes and trying to figure it out. There's so much of our lives that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in. It's just, we have to search for it. We have to dig. You know, in everything in the world, the more that's going on in the world today, it's not simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everything. We have to do what we can to daven. And to daven for safety of everyone. But it's Purim is a day of telos. A day of recognizing Hashem behind the scenes. So we have to do our best to, when we read Megillas Esther, to be Megillah Esther. right? To reveal what is hidden, and in that way have the ultimate kiyum of Torah. Okay, maybe just give you one thought on the parsha, because we're not going to come out of
here. Yeah, again, tomorrow, everybody, just if you get that, no pressure. If you prepare something small, one to say, a thought, a song, a game.
Whatever you want. Good.
Games are great. Okay? Ellie, got one?
No,
okay, I'll have a game. But if anybody wants, I don't think I have enough parsha packets. Maybe every two.
If you want one of these, I'm just going to give you one. Are enough? Okay. Another one here. Okay. The this one.
One thought. This one is in Rebbe Bachai. You have it in
number five. Rebbe Bachai, number five. Talks about, you know, to the beginning of the parsha. Parsha Sam. You know, it's hard to think that's the parsha, because you know, career before that, but. Like, I'm having 55 guys over, so I can think about Shabbos before Purim. But anyway, so Parsha Sav talks about the Trumas Hadesha at the beginning of the Parsha. Trumas Hadesha.
What's the message of Trumas Hadesha? Give you two thoughts. One is the primary. One is from Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says, the Kohen God, the Kohen puts on his Bidni Kahuna in order to take out the Hadesha. When the Hadesha is the leftover ashes from the Karbanos that burned all night, he takes it out, takes off the Mizbeach, puts on the next of the Mizbeach, and takes the rest out. He puts on his big day kahuna.
Says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's one of the Rishonim. One would think that the Trumas Hadeshen is kind of like a low-level avodah. It's not like bringing a carbon. It's not like doing a Torah.
It's kind of just like cleaning up. Trumas Hadeshen. You know what the Torah is teaching me? There's nothing small in avodah Hashem. You're doing the Trumas Hadeshen, put on your big day kahuna.
There's nothing small in Avodas Hashem. Everything's big.
Everything's significant. And Dovin HaMelech does all he can. When he dances, he says, in front of the Arad,
there should be nothing beneath us in terms of our Avodah.
That's the message. I said yesterday, I'm this year, I said, Friday afternoon to help out in the kitchen, hopefully, but it's okay. You're making food, it smells good, we're getting ready for Shabbos, it's exciting.
When's it harder? An hour after Shabbos.
Cleaning up, the dishes and the Shabbat pot and the... But that's Trumas Hadeshen.
That's also Kavod Shabbos. That's also Avodas Hashem.
There's nothing beneath us. In terms of Avodas Hashem, in terms of Chesed, in terms of Torah, anything. That's Rabbeinu Bachai. I'm not going to read it inside, but that's Rabbeinu Bachai. There's nothing small.
I'll just tell you one other message related to Trumas Hadeshen.
And if you have to speak about Simcha, add Simcha, it's a great back pocket right here. Back pocket Simcha thought.
Okay? You could start off by saying,
I know it's not the Parsha, but the first Avodah is based on Mikdash every single day with the Trumas Hadeshen. I'd like to say something about that. I think it applies exactly to this Chasam and Kabbalah.
I think this Bar Mitzvah boy needs to hear this message about his family. I think as we celebrate the eighth day of his trials, you know, this message that I like to give.
This is usable, and then take us back to LA, okay? And then take back to Israel next year.
Yeah, so... Says Rav Hirsch.
Rav Shams Rav Hirsch says, what's the message from Sadashan? Every morning, you do something with the ashes of yesterday's karbanos. What's the message? Today is not a totally new day. It is, but it isn't. The true Sadashan is the transition of yesterday to today.
It's bringing everything from yesterday.
And it's yesterday's Karbanos, but it's today, it starts off today. But it's a new day. It's a new day. The Kohen has to wash his hands in the Kiyor before he does this. Trumas Hadeshen tells me what I'm doing now is new, but it's also based on yesterday.
It's a new day, but I know it's not totally new. It's based on yesterday's Karbanos.
As we start, the verse is saying, at every stage of life. You know, at a wedding, it's a new day. It's a new stage.
But it's also Trumas Hadeshen. It's built on the Karbanos, what I've been given all my life.
It's built on Rizoket and Ab, Grandma Tatata here, you know, where, you know where this came from. You know which Karbanos were brought to come to this day. And I just want to tell you, I know the Torah says that you're old enough now to understand, 13 years old. It's time for you to do Trumas Hadeshen. It's time for you to start your life, but based on the Karbanos that your parents have given you for the past 13 years.
You can relate it. You can relate it.
You know, as we celebrate 97 wonderful years of this
woman, this matriarch,
she herself was a Trumas Hadeshen. She wasn't a Kohen and she's not a man,
but she is a Trumas Hadeshen lady. She's built on yesterday's
poetic midrashic license.
But anyway, that's the. But again, this is a great vart to have.
And to use.
Okay, let's go to have a mincha. Let's go tomorrow again.
3:30, I think. We can see when the Messiah is leaving.
We have a house. And again, feel free. If we have various wines, if there's a lot of type of wine that you like, feel free. We'll have a lot of various wines in our house. Again, if you enjoy it, there's no obligation. If you don't enjoy it, feel like having some wine. You know, feel free. In the sanctified context of your Rebbe's house. So, you know how to celebrate. Okay, that's tomorrow.